And we're delighted to be joined now by MSV Duisburg defender Claire O'Riordan, former Wexford youth player and current Irish international. How are you, Claire?
I'm not too bad. Thanks for having me on.
Back to action for you. I think in Ireland, we're all sort of eagerly awaiting the return of football, but you're right back in the mix of it now.
Yeah, so it wasn't long before I actually got back to Germany that I was able to get back in with the team. Obviously, I had to do a few corona tests beforehand, so I was just doing a little bit of individual training, but it was good just to kind of get back on the field and like get back with other players, like playing and training. And then obviously it was a quick turnaround then to the game after coming back. I had 2 weeks. And yeah, so it was good to kick it off with a win.
And I suppose it's an unusual situation for everybody. I know you and all the other players were keeping fit over the lockdown, but the fact that you were at home, you didn't have any organised football. How did you find, I suppose, how the body felt when you were coming back?
Yeah, well, thankfully enough, I adapted quickly enough. I kept myself taken away while I was at home. So like I had access to a local pitch, which I was very thankful for. So because obviously like doing training on maybe like on a track or on the road, or you know, it's different than actually being on a pitch, kind of trying to get the miles into the legs. So that helped. And then like there's so much you can do without big gym equipment, you know, that can just keep you in a decent enough condition. And then I was able to come back in, and obviously I didn't have the football side of things. You know, I could do a lot of individual technique stuff myself and things like that, but it took a minute to kind of get back into the flow of the football side of things, but it didn't take long. After 2-3 sessions with the girls, I was ready to go then.
And is this like anything that you've experienced before, in the sense that I suppose it's kind of like a rushed pre-season, the fact that you haven't played in so long and now it's just kind of back into it?
Yeah, you could say that. Over here in Germany, unfortunately, we always have to do 2 pre-seasons in one season, because you start off at the start of the season to get ready, and then over here there's the winter break. It's quite a big chunk around the Christmas period, so then you're coming back after that and you're trying to do another kind of pre-season to get ready for the second half of the league. But to be honest with you, surprisingly enough, after just having 2 weeks of training with the girls, it felt like the season actually almost didn't even finish. Like it didn't take a break. Like I felt like I was just picking up after the last game against Bayern Munich. That was before the international break. So it felt good, even though it was like 8 to 10 weeks gap. My sister informed me of that, but I didn't take any notice of the time that I was at home, how long it was, because I was just tipping away at myself. But yeah, it was a big chunk, like, to be at a standstill of football, but it was all right getting back, happy enough.
And I think maybe among your teammates, you had a bit of an unusual situation, in the sense that you were able to come back to Ireland for the duration of the lockdown period. Was that kind of, I don't know, obviously it's good for you to get home and see your family, but kind of did it help you from an emotional standpoint?
Yeah, I think obviously we were away on international duty when kind of things were starting to get going with the COVID-19, and then once that camp was finishing and I was returning to Germany, I had a few days off and things kind of started to get a little bit serious. So I was like, okay, I think in my best interest, even though I had a few days off, I was like, I'm going to spend them at home. And what happens, happens. If I have to come back and football will somehow like continue, okay. But thankfully I was actually at home, and I was really grateful for that, because I think if I had been in Germany for the duration of the 8 to 10 weeks without team trainings, without being able to like go out and meet more people for, you know, lunch or coffee or whatever it is, I don't think I would have been in a great place, because I would have just been thinking I could be at home right now, because I would always think that anyway, because I do like to get home whenever I can, because I spend so much time away from my family. So it was really nice to be at home and to get to spend so much time with them, and you know, see my nieces grow up. Like I've one niece is nearly 13 and another niece is 3, and you just miss so much, like how she can change in a couple of weeks. So it was just really nice to get home and to be able to see all that, see all the little mischief things she's getting up to, egging her on.
And it's I actually couldn't believe it when I looked earlier and realised that you've been gone nearly 2 years now. It's kind of I guess it's been a very whirlwind couple of years, considering, you know, the previous 2 years maybe you were playing amateur football, and now you've made that step up to professional level, and there's so many changes in your life. How have you found that period?
Well, I suppose like the biggest thing for me obviously would have been going from amateur to professional and changing like lifestyles and the amount of training sessions and things like that that I would have been experiencing. That would have been a big change. But then obviously the change from going from a striker to a centre back kind of enhanced how crazy it kind of all was for me. Mm-hmm. Like it almost brought the difficulty level up another notch, because I had to come into a professional environment and learn a new position kind of off the cuff. Because like Colin even said it to me at the time, after he said that he didn't expect me to play as much as I did, because I was making that change. But I did play, like I've played every game and it's stood to me because I've learnt an awful lot. So, and even still, it's still a whirlwind kind of a thing for me, this whole positional change thing, because I always seem to have the striker position in the back of my mind. You know, do I not want to do it again? Because I ultimately did it for the international team, because I wanted to be able to give something to the team. I wanted to be the best player that I could be, and whether that was going to be as a striker or whether it was going to be as a defender, you know, I didn't mind as long as I was going to be able to contribute to the team ultimately. And for a period of time, I was on the right path to doing that.
And I know Colin had kind of given you a couple of games for Ireland in defence before your move, but did the move to defence come from him, or did it come from the people in Duisburg who were looking maybe potentially towards signing you at the time?
Well, Colin was more interested in me coming over here as a defender, because that's where he saw me as a player for the Irish team. So he prompted that and I took it gladly, because as I said, like whatever I can do to help the team and to do whatever I can for the badge, for the country, like no problem, I'll do it. So, yeah, I came over here solely just as a defender. Mm-hmm. And last season, even though like I spoke to my coach here about the striker position, he told me, he was like, yeah, you'll never play as a striker here. And I was like, okay, like that's your opinion, no problem. Mm-hmm. But in my eyes, then this season, he put me up there for 10 minutes against Bayern Munich towards the end of the game, because I was pretty much finished in my right wing back position. So he thought, where could I affect the game more while still being on the pitch? Mm-hmm. And he had originally put me in as a striker in a training session because I couldn't take part in one of our games against Freiburg. So surprisingly enough, he put me in as a striker in that one training session. And I think my team had maybe 8 players and the starting team had their 11. I had 3 centre backs on my back, and it was probably the best training session that I've ever had, because mm-hmm. I was back in my natural habitat doing what I loved doing when I was with Wexford, you know, having the centre backs on my back and, you know, giving them hassle. And now it's the other way around. I have to try and give hassle to the strikers, which of course I'm willing to do that as well. Probably a bit too much.
That's kind of always the question. Does kind of your striker's instincts, does that help you as a defender, or is it no use whatsoever?
Yeah, I think it does, because like obviously it depends on what type of player you're playing up against. You know, a lot of players like feet, a lot of players can run in behind. You know, the speed and the technique of a lot of the players over here is like top class. So I think the biggest thing that has helped me change from amateur to professional as a centre back is my speed and my strength, and being able to, for example, if I make a mistake in the back line, sometimes, you know, I can recover because I'm quick enough to do so. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just get on with it, really.
And it strikes me as a difficult enough transition as well, going to professional and going into a new position. But the fact that you were doing it in a foreign language as well, that must have been an additional challenge.
Oh, yeah, the language. Oh, yeah, I've had a few run-ins with this language. I just, there's too many rules and there's no explanations either, which is very difficult. And they have so many articles and for the, like, how can air be male or something like that, you know? But I've actually learned an awful lot, and it surprised me because I was never good in school, and I wasn't very good at even speaking my own language, English, correctly, and even with the Irish, I was too knowledgeable about that. I gave up French as nearly as quick as I was taking it on, but then coming over here and just being in the environment and just listening to everything that everyone is saying, you know, you pick up an awful lot, but also because you want to know what's going on. So it didn't take too long to pick it up. And now I'm on the pitch, and even our physio was telling me after the game there on Saturday, because I'm so vocal on the pitch, that you'd hear me over in the next town when I'm shouting. He said he loves the severity of my commands, that I'm really demanding of the girls. And it really kind of gets it going. But yeah, the language is okay. It was so different, but I'm a cool enough person. Like, I just kind of get on with things, so it didn't faze me too much.
Yeah, my one personal kind of brush with German, I suppose, I did it in school, but we went on holiday to Freiburg in Breisgau, is it? Near enough to you, I think. But we were in a pub one day, and I was kind of sent over to order the drinks, and I'm like, you know, all confident, strutting up to the bar. Eine Weisswein and eine Weissbier. Bitte. And the guy just looks me dead in the eyes and just goes, you know, you can speak English. And
yeah.
I've never felt as small as I did that day. It was just, but like, generally, are people kind of good with the kind of, when you're learning and you need a bit of help?
Oh yeah, like the girls are great. Like anytime, like even now, like still I'm asking like, oh, what's the name for this in German? Like, for example, I learned the word seatbelt there the other day. And even though I might learn the word, then I try and say it, they're still kind of looking at me as if, like, what are you actually saying? And then I have to say it in English, and I give the action that I'm on about a seatbelt, because the pronunciation is just so difficult. But they're great. Like, they really do help me. And even when I do speak in German, they know what I'm trying to say, even if it's not grammatically correct. And even if I kind of mess up with one or two words, yeah, they just laugh at me and they just say, yeah, it's so cute. And I'm like, it's not cute.
And I suppose the helpfulness will go out the window now in a few months. You have two back-to-back, well, not back-to-back, but close-together games against Germany coming up. Well, hopefully coming up at the end of this year. I know yourself, Amber Barrett, and Diane Caldwell are all over there. Is insider knowledge a thing? Will that help you at all? Or is it kind of a case that, you know, they're such a good team?
Well, yeah, Germany are a great side. Like, they play really good football. I think the only thing that will stand to us, like, it wouldn't even be inside knowledge, but it would be the fact that we're playing against them week in, week out. So I know what it's like to play against Alex Popp and Svenja Hutt and all the top players that are playing here in the Bundesliga, that are playing with the German national team. So I have we have a fair idea of what it's like to play against them. So I think that would stand to us as individuals, if we were to play in the team against Germany, because I already know, like, even from speaking with my teammates who know other players in different clubs, like, I try and get a little bit of feedback from them. And even though I was coming over here, like, as a centre back, and if I was relatively new to it, they didn't know that. But no one seems to like to play against me, because I'm so difficult to play against, because I'm so physical, and I give them such a hard time. So, and especially playing against Alex Popp, yeah, we've had a great few run-ins. So we have.
Okay, and just I guess the finishing up the qualifiers in general. I know it was probably you would have been finishing up fairly soon with them. They pushed it out a little bit, but I suppose the campaign so far, it's probably gone about as well as you could have expected, maybe bar the Greece away result. But in terms of, I suppose, Fira's first few months in the job, how impressed have you been, and how kind of confident are you heading into the next few games?
Yeah, Vera has been great. She's slotted into her job role really well, with her backroom staff and everything. And she's created a really nice environment for us, one that was probably a little bit more different than what we had experienced with Colin. But Vera is very much so looking for us to go out and play purposeful football and to be successful then in getting the positive results that we need in the games. So it's been really positive so far. Obviously, the Greece game was a little bit of a dampener, but you know, you almost expect those kind of results to happen every now and then, because it's football, and it's almost like being in tournament football. Like even like in playing in the league, you know, you're going to come across like a few shock results anyway. So these next three games are going to be really, really big for us. And I think the most important one is obviously going to be the first one, which is going to be away to Germany. So that's just what everyone is going to be working towards and getting ready for. Obviously, myself and Amber and Diane have that bit of an advantage now, because we are actually playing competitive football, where a lot of the girls don't even have the luxury of training with their clubs, you know, with their teams. So they're probably still doing a lot of stuff individually. But eventually, you know, things hopefully will get back up and running and everyone will get back up to the same page. And even Vera has been really good. She's making contact with us, and she knows that everyone's going to be on different levels and stages, and she's going to be focused on getting everyone up to the standard that we need to be at come game time against Germany in September. So there's still a bit of time to be working with. We're only at the start of June now, so June, July, August, with 3 months to get things together. And you know, hopefully everyone will be fit and ready. And I think that's the most important thing as well. Especially, I know Denise is going to be going back to playing football, I think maybe in July or later on this month. I think the most important thing is that everyone just remains fit and healthy, that we don't pick up niggles, because it is a vital time, because ultimately we're supposed to be finished right now. Mm-hmm. And we had to continue training, and now we're back into competitive games, and like there's a lot of games to be played in a short period of time. You know, we have 7 games to play in 5 weeks.
Yeah,
I think my goal anyway is obviously to play as much as I can, but to remain fit and healthy, because there will be a new season to play, and obviously there's 3 important games coming up with the Irish team. So I just want to be able to give myself the best chance to, and as well as the other girls as well, you know, I pray that everyone just stays fit and healthy all the time, but especially in this time, because of what we've had to endure over the last couple of weeks, and we are supposed to ultimately be finished.
Have you kind of sorted out your own future for the next foreseeable, or are you kind of, you know, it's all up in the air?
Well, I do have another season here in MSV Duisburg, but yeah, you know, anything can really happen, to be honest with you. I try not to plan too much into the future, because I don't even know what I'm doing next week a lot of the time, or tomorrow. In terms of what I want to do in terms of football, it's kind of still up in the air a little bit. You know, and as I said earlier, like the whole striker thing has played on my mind an awful lot in the last couple of months. So I just kind of need to sit down and really decide what it is I want to do, and what I can do. So yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm not a great decision maker in making those sorts of decisions. Mm-hmm. So it's, time will tell, and we'll see what happens. You know, something might open up, and we'll just see how it goes.
Because I'm sure your ambitions are to win something, because obviously you're basically your entire time in Ireland, you're winning trophies. And now, since you went over there, you've already missed two cup finals. So that must hurt in a sense as well.
Well, it would be, like, obviously, I absolutely loved my time at Wexford Youth Women's Team. You know, it was amazing to be part of what we achieved there and how successful we were and what the club came from to what we did. And it was so nice to see that they were able to continue that and to get back to cup finals and to secure a league and whatnot. Yeah, would I love to have been there when the cup finals were on? Of course, who doesn't want to play in their national stadium? But I knew when I was leaving Wexford that I was going to be leaving league medals behind and cup finals behind. But that was something that I was going to be okay with, because I knew I was coming to a new chapter in my life and in my development as a footballer, you know. So not everyone can say that they have played professional football. So I find myself very lucky to be able to say that right now. So I was okay with that decision, leaving that behind. But as I said, who knows the future? I could be back there at some stage in 3, 4, 5 years' time, back playing cup finals or anything like that. You just don't know what's going to happen. So obviously, going from a winning team to a team who are focused on fighting relegation nearly every season, it took me by shock, because it was just a different mentality, really. Obviously, you're still fighting for something, but yeah, when I was at Wexford, we were always fighting for the top, whereas now we're just fighting not to be on the bottom. So it's taken a minute to adjust to that. Would I like to be back winning trophies? Of course, everyone, that should be everyone's goal. But I'm on a journey where that isn't a target at the moment, because I'm just trying to improve myself as a footballer in whole for the Irish team. That was always my goal, to be a professional footballer, is to improve as a player for the Irish team, to be able to represent my country. And I will continue to do that. And as I said, no one knows what doors might open up down the line.
Vera Reardon, thanks so much for your time.